Welcome to the American History Podcast, Season 2, Episode 0, Introduction.
Welcome to the American History Podcast, hosted by Sean Morswick.
Welcome to the American History Podcast, Season 2, The Introduction. We made it through our first season, and I'm quite excited to bring you Season 2, which our topic is going to be the U.S.-Mexico War, as only we, and by we I mean I, can bring it to you. If you are just joining us right now, I'll give you a bit of my story. I'm Sean Worswick, a history teacher and a PhD student in, wait for it, history. Shocking, I know. My specialty is 19th and 20th century U.S. military history, as well as U.S.-Mexico borderlands. So this season is, you could say, right up my alley. Now, as for season two, this will not only be a narrative of the U.S. war with Mexico, but we're going to delve deeply into the context, the background of the war. The way this will work is that I'm going to release one episode per day for the first 5 days. I refer to these first few episodes as the crash course, as their purpose is to quickly bring you, the listener, up to speed on the first few decades of the 19th century. So, for example, during the first episode of Crash Course, we will quickly go over the presidencies of both Jefferson and Madison, as well as the War of 1812. The second episode covers the so-called Era of Good Feelings. Episode 3 covers the Missouri Compromise. Episode 4 is the rise of American nationalism and imperialism, a very important component when it comes to the War with Mexico. And episode 5 of the Crash Course discusses American foreign policy during the early 19th century. Now, season 2 will be far longer than season 1. In fact, so far I have 40 episodes planned. And once the crash course is released, I'll publish one episode per week. So the season will last through 2018 and may take us into January of 2019. I also hope to publish a bonus episode here and there, such as one perhaps on July 4th to celebrate the show's first anniversary. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm quite excited about season two. We're going to cover a ton of topics leading up to the war, as well as the war itself. We've got episodes on Texas as a borderlands, which is a topic I'm particularly interested in, given my academic specialties. We also have several episodes dedicated to Mexico, so we can properly set the stage for the war itself. So why the Mexican War? Well, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before, but the reality is that it tends to get ignored, sandwiched in as it is between the so-called Age of Jackson and the American Civil War. As a teacher, I can tell you that often one is pressed for time, trying to cover everything. Whether you're teaching AP U.S. history, a college course, or just a regular high school course. And unfortunately, the Mexican War is one of those areas which tends to get shortchanged. Furthermore, Americans don't like to see their country portrayed as the bad guy. And it is very difficult to look at this war as anything but an example of American war for empire. An aggressive war for empire at that. Even those who fought in the war thought it was unjust. Ulysses S. Grant, a young officer during the war, he would later be commanding general of the Union Army in the Civil War, and he was the 18th president of the United States, he would write of the war in his memoir that it was the most unjust war ever waged by a strong nation against a weaker one. He went on to say it was, quote, an instance of a republic following the bad example of European monarchies. Grant and others blamed the war for the expansion of slavery and accelerating the nation down the road to civil war. However, as John S.D. Eisenhower notes in his excellent, if somewhat dated, book on the war, it was a bit more complicated than this. The facts regarding conflict that extended the borders of the continental United States from the Rio Grande to the Pacific have been submerged into the slavery issue, is how Eisenhower put it. Now, one of the facts of the war, which is often pointed out by military history buffs, is the sheer number of Civil War generals who served together in Mexico and would later serve against each other in the war between the states. There was, of course, the aforementioned Grant, but there were other officers as well, such as George B. McClellan, William T. Sherman, George Meade, William Rosecrans, and Ambrose Burnside, all of whom fought for the Union. Officers who would fight for the South included Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, James Longstreet, Joseph Johnston, Braxton Bragg, Sterling Price, and Jefferson Davis, the future president of the Confederacy. Now, what most people don't realize is the incredible loss of life which the U.S. Army suffered in this war. Out of approximately 104,000 men who served in the war, 14,000 were killed, or about 10%. That's the highest percentage of any American war, with the exception of the Civil War. And so this brings us to the question, then, of why did the war happen? What caused the war? This is certainly not an easy question to answer, and I'm always suspicious of one- or two-word answers. There was a combination of factors which all came together at that time to spur the country on to war. However, if I had to boil it down to one, my answer would be that it was a war for empire. The desire to extend the American Republic to the Pacific was great, and the fact of the matter is Mexico stood in the way of American manifest destiny. While newspaper editor John O'Sullivan is usually credited with coining this term, the idea had long existed in the American mindset. We will, of course, get into the idea of manifest destiny as episode 22, at least it's episode 22 for now, is dedicated solely to this idea. Last, but certainly not least, there's a bit of a disclaimer. As you probably know, I'm not one for teachers who propagandize. I guess it's okay if you do that. Having a point of view or a slant is okay. Often it does make for interesting learning, interesting discussions, that sort of thing. However, I think you should be upfront with it and honest about it. So I've given you my argument, but I don't pretend that it's true or that it's the only possible interpretation. It may be true, but I'm not 100% sure about that because I wasn't around at that time. And even if I was, opinions change. We get new information. So that's just my disclaimer. Okay, so that's our overview of why the Mexican War. It is now time to get into the fun stuff. You've got episode 2.1 waiting for you on the feed. So I'll see you at the next episode.